B'tachin for Life, share number 178, Thursday before Rosh Hashanah. We mentioned yesterday that Rosh Hashanah is a segula for anything that a person wants. And let's elaborate what the segula of Rosh Hashanah is and what it has to do with the concepts of Emunah and B'tachin. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron. What does Yom HaZikaron mean? Who is remembering? Is Hashem remembering? That's the simple pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything that happened in this world, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgets, but when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts on things that happened in this world the past year, and that is Yom HaZikaron. But the truth is that the word Yom HaZikaron comes from a pasuk in the Torah. And the pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah by saying, Zichron Truah. It's a time that we remember Truah. That means although Yom HaZikaron is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering, but there is also an element for us to remember. It's a day that we remember. And the truth is, they go hand in hand. Because as we said many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the way we relate to Him. So on a day that we remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember. What does that mean to remember? A person walks around throughout his life and we forget sometimes about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get so busy with things and we have to take care of things and we forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here and doing every single thing that goes on in our life. That is the purpose of Rosh Hashanah. It is a Yom HaZikaron. It is a day to remind ourselves of the truth that we really should be thinking about a whole year, but generally we forget about it. On Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaZikaron. It's a day that we remember the truths that should be on our mind throughout the year. And we do that with the Shofar. The Shofar is a way to wake us up, so to speak, to remind us who is boss, who is in charge, who really calls the shots, and that is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. And this is the secret of the segula of Rosh Hashanah. Because you know why a person gets bracha? A person gets bracha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his life. When he remembers about Hashem. And that's why Emunah and B'tachin brings a person bracha. That's why the pasuk says, Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach B'Hashem. When you remember Hashem, Hashem, so to speak, remembers you. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers you, it brings you bracha. And a hint to this is that the word Zachar, Zecher, is Gematria Bracha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers you, there's Bracha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers you when you remember Him. So the day of Rosh Hashanah is primarily a time for us to be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's an opportunity for us. If we remember that it's a Yom HaZikaron and we focus primarily on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, which practically means that we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of every area in this world and no one else has any credence, no one else has any power. That is the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Melech and nobody else. If we remember this and we use the day of Yom HaZikaron to remember this fact, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and He will remember us and He will send us a year of bracha and atzlacha. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is a day of segula. Because a segula is a tool to bring bracha. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. It's a day that's a segula. It's a day to remember Hashem and it's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us.